Along with the call for new limits on automatic weapons in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook and Columbine shootings, some voices have also pointed to violent video games as a contributing factor in the series of mass killings that continue to plague the nation. Jason Shankel, a prominent game developer, questions the assertion that violence within the game environment spills out into real life.
In the studies that they've conducted, they found that the aggression that people engage in when they play games is more tightly associated with competition than it is with violence. They have studies where they take groups of people and they have them play non-competitive but violent games and non-violent competitive games. And they find that the groups that play non-violent competitive games show more signs of increased aggression.
Shankel, who spoke to this issue at a computer science colloquium at Sonoma State University Thursday afternoon, says competition in just about all games and sports drives aggression in the players. Moreover, he argues, exposure to simulated violence in video games can be a good thing.
I think that having violent media in our culture is actually vital to our ability to process and exercise violence, and that if we censor it and don't expose ourselves to it, that we make ourselves more vulnerable to violent people because we will be less likely to recognize the impulses in ourselves that are mirrored in people who have less control.
Still, he is troubled by the antisocial actions and especially comments of some online game players.
There is a real problem with the violence in gaming, and it's not the content of the games that the game producers are developing. It is the behavior that is going on in online game forums. It's not surprising. We are encouraging competition and aggressive behavior, and so we're seeing a lot of that steam come out in people's fairly misogynistic, racist, and violent chatter in these online games.
Dealing with that, Shankel suggests, is something that his industry should address proactively and voluntarily.
It is directly the case that the behavior in an online chat while you're playing some of these games is directly violent. There's not a dubious connection here. This is something where we're seeing violent behavior. And if we want to be taken seriously by the culture, that's the kind of thing that we have to police amongst ourselves, but not with regulation or banning or these kinds of things, just calling it out and saying, we as gamers don't accept this level of antisocial expression.
But active participation in the simulated violence of games themselves, he contends, can serve a positive social purpose, even if, or possibly because, it has a desensitizing effect.
I'm not persuaded that being hypersensitive to violence is more healthy than being less emotionally reactive to it. Everything to me boils down to the cognitive impact, and it very well might be that being less emotionally sensitive to violence might cause you to have a clearer head in responding to it when you see it in the real world.
By speaking out on this issue, even from his somewhat contrarian perspective, Shankel hopes to encourage game makers and players to help shape social attitudes toward the industry, rather than discount or dismiss their objections. After all, he observes, no one ever wins an argument with public opinion. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.